All right, everybody, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at something I think we all struggle with, right? It's this idea of, like, how do we get things done faster,
right,
but not, like, totally mess up the quality?
Exactly.
You know? So we're going to be digging into this article, and it's called, well, it's got a pretty intense title.
Okay.
It's in Chinese, actually, so I'm going to have to try it. But it basically translates to, it's all about practical strategies for manufacturers.
Interesting.
To, like, optimize their production schedules.
Makes sense.
And I know you might be thinking, okay, I don't work in a factory.
Right.
But stick with this, because the cool thing about this article is it's got these ideas that we can totally apply to, like, anything, you know, any project, like, even just managing your time.
Right.
It's all about that balance.
Yeah, and, you know, what really jumped out at me when I was reading this article was how it just acknowledges that tension, you know, that we all feel between, like, go, 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 get it done fast.
Yeah.
And wait, but make sure it's good.
Right. It's like, you can't have both.
Exactly. And this article is like, well, what if you could?
Interesting.
And that's what I think is so fascinating about this. It doesn't say you have to compromise. It's like, no, no, no. There's a way to get both.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where this whole idea of optimization comes in.
So it's not just about, like, speeding up the assembly line. It's, like, bigger picture thinking.
Exactly. You got to zoom out, right?
Yeah.
Look at the whole thing from start to finish.
Okay. So, like, walk me through that. Where do you even begin?
Well, the article really emphasizes, like, that initial planning phase, you know, like in lean manufacturing, where you're, like, eliminating waste, streamlining.
Okay.
But it's not just about the factory floor, right?
Yes.
This applies to anything. Like, let's say you're planning a marketing campaign.
Sure.
You've got to have, like, crystal clear goals, right? You got to know, like, what are we even trying to achieve here?
Yeah. Who are you talking to? What are you trying to say?
Exactly. And then realistic timelines, right? Because if you set these crazy deadlines,
you're setting yourself up for stress.
Exactly. And then the other thing, and this is crucial, anticipate the bottlenecks.
Ooh, okay. That's interesting. What do you mean by bottlenecks?
Bottlenecks are those points in the process where things just, like, slow down.
Oh, like where it gets all jammed up.
Exactly. Like a traffic jam.
Got it.
And the thing is, if you can spot those bottlenecks ahead of time and figure out ways to either eliminate them or, like, smooth them out.
Yeah, you're, like, preemptively solving the problem.
Exactly. And that's where the real magic happens.
See, but here's the thing. Wouldn't all this planning, like, slow things down?
Ah, that's what I thought too. But the article makes this really interesting point.
Okay.
It's like an investment, right? That time you spend planning up front, it actually saves you so much time.
Down the line.
And headaches and stress and rework later on. Hmm. Because you've thought it through, you've got a plan, you're prepared.
So, like, the classic measure twice, cut once.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay, so we've got the planning part.
Right.
But that's just the beginning, right?
You nailed it. This is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
The article talks about this concept of continuous improvement.
Okay, I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's like this thing that everyone talks about.
Right, but how do you actually do it? Like, once I've got a system in place, it's like, I don't want to mess with it, you know?
I totally get it. But the article, it talks about this Japanese term, Kaizen. Have you heard of that?
Vaguely, yeah. It's something about, like, always getting better.
Yes. It's all about these, like, small incremental improvements.
Right.
You're constantly looking at your process and you're like, okay, where can I tweak this? Where can I make this 1% better?
Okay. So it's not about, like, blowing up the whole system.
No, no, no.
It's like little tweaks.
Little tweaks all the time.
Got it.
And the thing is, like, imagine you improve something by 1% every day.
That adds up.
Over a year, that's huge.
That's massive.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. This is all great for, like, factories and stuff.
Right.
But I was still trying to wrap my head around how this applies to, you know, everyday life.
That's the beauty of it. It's not just about manufacturing. It's about any system, right? Your time, your projects, even, like, personal goals.
So, like, how would I even think about that? Give me an example.
Okay. Let's say you're writing a novel.
Right.
And you're using this whole, like, bottleneck idea. Maybe you realize that outlining, like, that's where you get stuck.
Ooh, yeah. Outlining can be a pain.
Right. So instead of just pushing through it, you're like, okay, how can I make this outlining process better?
So you're optimizing that one piece.
And then boom, the whole writing process flows better.
That's so smart. Okay, so I think I'm getting it. It's not about speed or quality.
Right.
It's about, like, using these strategies to have both.
You got it. It's like, they're not enemies. They can work together.
Okay, so to wrap this all up, If we're thinking about this in terms of our own lives, what's like one thing that people listening can take away and apply?
I think the biggest thing is this. Think about one area where you're like, ugh, this is just a struggle, you know?
Yeah, like that one project that's just like dragging.
Exactly. And then ask yourself, how can I apply these principles? Like, what are my goals?
What are the bottlenecks?
Am I continuously improving? Even just asking those questions.
That can be such a game changer.
It can change everything.
That's fantastic. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope this is giving you some food for thought.
Definitely.
And some tools to like really optimize your life and get things done better, faster.
And with more quality.
Exactly. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.